We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Christ, your consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a couple in England is looking for a nanny willing to dress up as different Disney princesses each month and wear the costume every day.
I'll do it.
It's a part-time job and pays $53,000 a year.
Wow.
Dang.
I'm Cinderella, kids.
I wonder if you have to provide the costume.
No, I bet it's standard issue.
Standard issue.
Well, if you said you're going to go out as Cinderella,
well,
any princess,
different princesses, yeah, each month.
Well, I think it would depend on the princess. You got to be as realistic as possible.
That's why I think they probably provide the costumes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd do it. Yeah, I'm Snow White, player.
No, you're not. You're a cowboy. You know, it's like, no, you know.
Oh, good points. Someone in New York just used a 36-year-old coupon with no expiration date to save 20 cents on a bottle of Crisco.
Oh, yeah.
Can't believe they sold Crisco.
You can't afford KY. Oh, that he may have done it to cook.
That person has to be in their, like, 70s or 80s.
Sure.
Right?
But, and you know, they knew there was no expiration date.
Yeah,
said
no expiration date on there, and they kept that bad boy.
Looks like the Crisco is still in business.
Does anybody still use Crisco?
That person. You know what, man? Honestly, I have not seen Crisco used in a long, long time.
Yeah.
But growing up,
it was everywhere.
Everything.
Miles, didn't you have something you always say, like the secret is putting a big thing of Crisco in it or something?
As far as what, fried chicken or something?
Maybe, I can't remember.
Crisco is normally good if you want really flaky crust or if you want to, basically fried chicken.
So we're back to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A group in Dripping Springs, Texas is trying to change the name of their town. Because it's Dripping Springs, Texas.
Yeah.
They want to name it after an early settler. His name was Joseph Pound.
Are you kidding?
Pound Town?
They are going to name it Pound Town.
Yeah. Oh, come on, man.
They're going to go from Dripping Springs
to Pound Town.
How about Dripping? Yeah, that's how you end up with Dripping Springs, is you go to Pound Town.
Or if the springs are dripping, you know it's time to go to Pound Town.
How about Dripping Schmegma?
Oh, damn. Found that word, now you like it, don't you, Miles?
Yeah, I really do. Sounds awful.
Fed and docking.
docking Schmegma Town.
Lord Almighty.
I'd like to dock up to your mothership there, Mike.
I'm going to move on.
That is frightening.
That's very scary.
I think actually you should take it as a compliment and say thank you.
I think you're being awfully rude.
Right.
I've never been more glad to have someone in the studio.
Somebody paid you a compliment like that, and you're just. I don't know who raised you, but.
Trying to say you look good.
Freaking animal.
Mike just found the lock on the door to his studio.
That's right. Damn. A woman in Virginia slapped someone's phone out of their hand and stole it after they yelled at her for not cleaning up after her dog. Then she called the cops to file a police report and got arrested for robbery.
Yeah, it's a little much.
Good.
I mean, you know, you just can't be physical. You can say, hey, man, could you pick up after your dog? But you can't go slapping people.
No. The other lady yelled at her for not picking up after her dog. So then she slapped the phone
out. Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, you can't assault somebody.
No.
By the way, a comment came in. We're talking about Crisco. The joke being you use it in place of KY.
Mm-hmm.
They said, man, never use Crisco for lube. It's shortening.
Yeah, it is.
Strong point.
Oh, no, yeah, like, that's why they say, you know, he's not messing when he shows up with Wesson. You need a good vegetable oil.
Yeah.
I will say this. I cannot stand people that don't pick up after their dogs.
I'm with you.
Yeah, because it's a pile of crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I go complete, like, a-hole, passive-aggressive. Like, hey, your dog's poop is over here.
Yeah.
Now, I will take just poop on the lawn any day over the guy that actually bags the poop and then leaves it there on the ground.
I don't
know who does that or why, but they will. Pick it up, look, they will bag it, tie it off, and then leave it there in the grass.
I'm going to go one step further than that. I hate the person that cleans up after the dog,
takes the bag, and then dumps the bag in my freshly emptied trash can from that morning because it's out because the garbage man came and took it. So now,
it's
when I go to get my trash can, it's got like three of your dog's craps and bags in it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not ideal, but in my mind, I've never put anything in the trash can I want.
Sure.
So if you're going to put it anywhere, please put it in my trash can.
Now it's going to have a week's worth of heat and...
I just got to defend that guy. I've been that guy.
Damn it, Ted.
Sure, like there's something in your trash can you wanted, my bad.
Dude, you really want to know what's awful? When I was walking home the other day by some hospitals, there's a specific container for dog poop bags.
Yeah.
Some whack job had opened it up and then had like, there was like poop strewn about and then little bags were thrown.
Oh, jeez, man.
Wow.
We can all agree that he sucks.
Yeah.
A woman in Florida got trapped in a parking garage with a bunch of people and saw a sign that said it was a $50 fine if you broke the wooden arm at the front gate. So she decided it was worth it, then got arrested.
Good for her. She mission accomplished.
But then they need to say you get arrested.
Right.
A $50 fine, look, I'll eat the cost if it gets me out of there. But if you say, like, you're going to go to jail, then maybe I don't.
Right. What'd she get arrested for? They were stuck in there.
And it said there's a fine for doing it. She saw this. She accepted it.
Right.
She dealt with it. She'll pay the fine. Right.
And now you're going to... I hope that it's just the, you know... The fine is all that comes after being arrested.
I would hope so. I mean, if the cops pulled you over for speeding and said, look, man, I got to write you an $80 ticket. You're like, ah, damn it, all right. Then if they, oh, and I have to take you to jail for 6 months.
Right.
Like, it's just, like, come on, man.
I would have factored that in had I known that knowledge.
I would not have sped. It's that easy. A fine means nothing. Prison means something.
A 72-year-old man in Germany fell into a river and almost died of hypothermia. But someone who happened to be watching live footage on a webcam saw him float by, called the cops, and saved his life.
God. I mean, thank God somebody saved his life. The idea of someone floating by, that's
unbelievable.
How weird is that?
Who's just watching live video footage of a river?
You know, that's
is it a historic? Is it like a beautiful river?
It says the river. I'm not working on it. Must be that new German language river.
Nein.
I mean, I like sitting by rivers. I don't know that I just watch one on a webcam.
Well, yeah, I mean, I like sitting on the beach, but I would never just turn on my TV and watch a video of a beach.
I have watched a webcam of a beach boardwalk.
Really? How long?
Yeah. For like 10 minutes.
I'm lonely at a time.
Which boardwalk?
Dewey Beach.
Okay. Oh.
How high were you, man?
I wasn't.
What were you hoping you'd see?
You know what he's hoping you'd see.
Right?
It's a boardwalk on a beach.
A seagull, Miles.
Come on,
so
man.
Dewey.
I know.
Dewey's a little bit of a different kind of beach.
That's for Hoboth.
Oh.
The top things your house that... The top things about your house that neighbors will judge you for include...
Your lawn size.
Yeah, not we're not cutting your grass, maybe.
Overgrown lawn,
weeds,
yes.
Whatever.
Weeds, yes. Tacky mailbox. Being dirty on the outside.
Lawn art.
Chain link fencing. You'd think lawn art.
You're like a deer.
Chain link fence?
Yeah. You're the only person that genuinely likes chain link fence, Ed.
No, I'm with him on that one.
I think it's, I mean, yeah, if you got it in the yard, looks clean.
As long as you trim the base of that thing, okay? I don't want to see a nice, fresh cut lawn and then long-ass grass inside your fence there.
Chain link fence just says you haven't been able to update the fence yet because it's expensive.
No.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going.
I don't know, man. I knew a lot of rackety old wooden fences that were gross and like falling apart.
My neighbors, every day, it's like you have to pound a new plank back into the fence.
Right. Yeah.
Because it falls on my side, right? So you'll pound this thing in, but it loosens up another board. It's like, okay.
But chain link does remind me of the sound of basketball.
Dropping those hoops.
Yeah.
And hearing that chain link rattle.
I hear all the hoops and the chains.
Right. You can't
keep a regular net at a public court.
I love the sound of a basketball hitting a milk crate. Man, oh man. Takes me back.
Last thing on that list is a sign that says, beware of dog.
Yeah, and if you got an old wooden fence, like, I don't know about you, but generally, there's a big, mean dog behind it. And he's close to getting out every day.
Every day, right.
And he just wants to kill something.
You see his nose every time you go into your yard, and he's just snarling at you.
He wants to mess you up. A new study found that moisturizing your skin can prevent inflammation in your body and lower your risk for Alzheimer's and dementia. So lotion up, people.
It doesn't matter the kind of lotion, or is it just the skin specifically?
I didn't go that far, Thrill. There's a new internet challenge to be on the lookout for, and it's called the Florida Man Challenge. Okay. I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen, throw a hook at you, please, show everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Irv. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Anthony, you understand how this here game is played?
You betcha I do. You guys are talking about dog bags and stuff and dog crap.
Yeah.
Can I tell a real fast story?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, so walking with my family and three-year-old, my wife wouldn't let me throw the dog poop in someone else's garbage, which isn't a big deal, but we're walking and a dog starts barking at us and he runs through the fence to the bottom and attacks me, running full speed at me. And I'm with my other dog and I run and charge him and throw a kick at him and he squeals off and goes back underneath the fence and I toss that bag of poop right at those people.
Because now you're mad.
Now you
right,
got
I get it. Man. Now you're pissed. Oh. And eat my ass too.
Oh, man. When my wife hears this story, is on the radio too, she's going to laugh.
I think you just summed up our last two subjects, a bad fence and where to put the poop.
Right. It's been settled.
Speaking of the dice there, Ted, I was the guy that texted in saying I had the ivory dice.
All right.
Part of Ted's poaching enterprise.
Ivory dice.
All right. Let's move on to the game.
All right. Let's do it.
All right, here's your story. In this case, and Mike, I believe you have the story later. It involves a 19-year-old kid from New York City. He stole a taxi earlier this week because he wanted to drive to the Six Flags theme park across the river in New Jersey. The problem was he didn't realize that the Six Flags theme park across the river in New Jersey is still closed for the winter. In fact, it doesn't even open until April 6th. Now, it didn't really matter much because he actually never made it there. The cops used a GPS device in the cab to track it down, and they caught up with him just as he'd made it over the New Jersey line. It should also be pointed out that part of the reason they caught him is because when they caught up to him, he'd actually pulled over to take a nap. Police found him sleeping in the back seat. This dude did not put this together very well. Anyway, he's facing charges for receiving stolen property. My question is, do you believe that this 19-year-old is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
I'm sorry, I missed. What was the stolen property?
That would be the taxi that he stole.
Oh, he stole the taxi. I missed the first part.
Yeah, he stole the taxi, and then he was going to drive himself to Six Flags. Jeez. Cops GPS'd it. They found him. Not that it was hard, because he was sleeping in the back
seat. And Six Flags was closed.
New Jersey, huh? Yeah. So what was the choices again?
Black, white, Temexi, or Jew?
Oh. Ted, what do you think there?
There's not a ton to go on.
There's not a ton to go on. You know what? Going black.
That's what you're thinking. I was thinking Mexican.
Okay. Anthony, what do you think? Your final answer.
I'm going to go Mexican.
All right, final answer. We're going to find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Profile that takes us to New York. We have a 19-year-old that just steals a taxi for one reason and one reason only. He wants to go to Six Flags Great Adventure, which is in New Jersey.
Can't blame him.
Wonderful park. Problem is, the park isn't open yet. And the taxi, well, it has GPS that can be tracked. He was tracked down. He was apprehended. However, he was asleep in the car pulled over on the side of the road when they found him.
Essentially, he did every single thing wrong that you could possibly do for such a simple task. But the question is, was this guy black, white, Mexi, or Jew? In the end, the decision was Mexi. You are correct.
The old siesta. There is your clue. Nice job, Anthony. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. Miles, I apologize if you already said it, but one of us has to.
The moose out front should have told you.
Yeah, I've been waiting for it all day.
All right, Ron Burgundy. Spoiler alert. Ron Burgundy is a fictional character.
Yes, he is.
All right. Just want to establish that. Now, this character is a news broadcaster in San Diego.
He just does news. He doesn't do sports. But last night, Will Ferrell, who obviously...
Wait a minute. You didn't see the second one. He's now on the world news. So he started out in San Diego. But then by the end of the first movie, he had already started to kind of get his gig and his footwork in to be like basically the Peter Jennings.
You know what? You're right. I don't know that I have seen Anchorman.
So he, yeah, I mean, he's still doing well in his profession.
All right. So he also was in Los Angeles and he hopped in the booth to do a little play-by-play. Now, he's on the LA Kings network, so that's why you'll notice Mr. Burgundy cheering for the Kings.
Yeah. This is really a wonderful vantage point. You guys must never get sick of this.
I myself
feel a little bit nauseous, and I hope I don't throw up during the broadcast. San Jose working it around, taking a few shots. Pass save! And cleared by the Kings. Take that, San Jose. Zero Stanley Cups.
Uh-oh. Well, that was not supposed to happen. I pulled from the team that I was announcing for.
Yes.
No, when it comes to announcing sports, I have zero journalistic integrity.
Go, Kings! Go, Kings, go! Oh, no. Trip him. Trip, yes! Go, Kings, go!
Awesome, right?
Yeah.
You can go to the Men's Room Facebook page. The whole article's up there with the whole thing on there. And there's a couple other clips on there, too, that are pretty funny of Ron Burgundy doing his thing. It's funny. I'm not positive I've seen Anchorman 2 now.
You know what? It's the same gag reel, just, you know.
I always worry, because you know the old thing about sports movies, right? Like, what's the best sports movie of all time?
Oh, God.
Caddyshack. What's the worst sports movie of all time?
Caddyshack
2. So that's always been the side.
That
I
is
always worry
joke, right?
Whenever anything has a 2 and behind it, like, do I want to see that?
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah. Plus, I
thanks,
say
Caddyshack 2.
Yeah. But with that said, you can make the argument that Godfather 2 is better than the original.
Not a sports movie.
Yep.
Not a sports movie. Thrill, you are correct.
Just saying.
Depending on if killing people is a sport.
Right. Depends what sport you're into, but for most of us, not a sports movie.
Let's check the body count. David Letterman, everybody knows him. Obviously, he hosted a late-night talk show for a very long time. Dave retired in 2015. Struggling, I don't know why. In 2015, after 33 years in late night. So he's now back on TV with his new Netflix show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. So he's talking to Ellen DeGeneres, and, you know, just listen to what he has to say about working that long.
Here's the mistake I made. I stayed on television way too long. And
That's not true.
Yes, it is true. And I'll tell you what happened. It turns out nobody had the guts to fire me. And I should have left like 10 years ago. You want to make sure you have some energy to direct toward other things. Now, you, nothing but energy, are doing other things while you're on television. So that's great. I did not. All I cared about was myself. Then the show was gone, and so I had to realize, oh, I've been looking through the wrong end of the telescope. There is more to life than, so tell me about your pet beaver. You know?
Yes. Who was that guest?
Martha Stewart.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, look, I always liked Letterman when I was younger, but I think there is a certain age. Like, he just got kind of old. But also, like, he's Letterman, so his name's on the show, so it's like they're always going to keep him around until he wants to retire.
But I will say this. You know, Jimmy Kimmel was coming along at that point in time, and he was doing a great show. Conan was changing the way that, well, I mean, Conan had a shot, but they didn't really give him a shot. But
yeah.
when Jay Leno and David Letterman went away, and they were replaced by new talent, bless you. You can kind of see where late night TV has gone. And it's gone in a very positive direction, and it's in bless you. And it's very entertaining to watch now. But you wouldn't have known what late night TV was going to morph into unless they stepped aside.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you didn't know. I didn't know it would be better. I thought it'd be like, oh, great. Who are they going to get? With Leno, of course. But
I mean, that's
else.
Part of the issue, I think, too, that you have a lot of media and entertainment stuff, right? Is that, right, people. Everybody always wants to make more money and get bigger and this and that. But also, like, at a certain point, like, you gotta let in some younger people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're right. Like, now you look at that group of late-night guys, and it's like, oh, my great. Like,
and Letterman,
we should have had them in earlier.
And Letterman's basically saying, like, you know, that wasn't... Basically, I was the one who needed to step aside. Even though no one had the guts to fire me, like, someone had to... That's him saying, like, someone else had to tell me to get out.
Well, a lot of people, too, struggle just leaving jobs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's what you do. It's what you care about. Yeah. It's what you love. You put your time in. But, you know, one thing about late night TV, it's just this as a simple fact. Like, at some point you want to bring in new blood only because you'll find someone you like, and then if they're on TV for 25 years and you really appreciate them, you will watch them for 25 years. 25 years from now, I'll be 75. And guess what time I will not be able to stay up until?
And Jimmy Fallon.
You know, probably, I mean, honest to God, man. Yeah. I mean, and I'm not even joking. It's just, you know, you see your parents as you're growing up. You know, they take naps on the weekend. They get up early. They go to bed early. It's like, right, for an 11:35 p.m. show, your average person is not 70 years old.
Jon Stewart's one of the few guys I know who did that. Just like, you know what? I'm going to step away.
Yeah. What do you think is the best late night TV show right now?
I enjoy Colbert. I enjoy Seth Meyers.
I was going to say Seth Meyers.
Wrong. Deezus and Mero are back Thursday nights on Showtime.
I always forget that they're there. Yeah,
but
man,
they just came back.
I know, okay.
Yeah, but you got to remember, man. Like, it's like
they're only on once a week.
They're screaming in a town with five people. You know, so it's not that they're not good. It's just that no one knows they're there because their town has five people in it. And so if you don't subscribe, it's one thing to have HBO to go. It's one thing to have package. But most people don't go like, yeah, I got that Showtime app, man. I'm hooking it up. I'm paying $10 a month for Showtime for one show. Because it's no different. It does have shows on it, but it doesn't carry the weight that HBO does. So, you know, if you're going to take one select,
even if Showtime
tier,
has better shows, yeah, it's like saying Kleenex. Right. You have some brand of tissue. It might not be Kleenex, but you just say Kleenex. So almost by default, they win.
And I'm sure that Showtime is putting out wonderful programs.
They got a lot of good shows on Showtime.
I'm sure
Showtime,
they have a
man.
Ton of. Well, I used to watch Showtime when it was part of the package I had.
All right.
But now when I go, now I got to pay $9.99 a month for Showtime as well, or whatever it is. It's like, you know, you kind of look at all that and you go, well, my time I get done playing cable, Netflix, this. What do I have left? So it's not that I don't want to watch the show. I do. I just don't have access to it.
Yeah, well, and there's a different show, too. I think it's a little, you can't say it's a small pond. I mean, they did so well on a channel called Viceland that Showtime paid them to come over. They're basically trying to bank a late night thing on these two dudes.
Sure.
So they have a massive audience.
Right, coming from Viceland, right, which does not have the reach or name of Showtime.
So, I mean, I think for them it was a huge come up. And then also, too, like,
they got paid, though.
They got super paid, but their show, too, also, like, wouldn't be as good as it is on network TV. Like, they do,
can't
they
do it,
a different show.
Question.
And to be honest with you, I love that show. I don't know that that thing would be the taste for a lot of people that watch late night TV.
Of course it's not. But, like, and we always say, the only people you need to worry about are the people that like your stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if you own a restaurant, don't worry about the people that don't like your food. They don't like it. Who cares?
And people will go and sign up for Showtime just because they want to watch that show.
Yeah. And also, guys, bring back Juice Box. All right.
Around the topic, let me just get this in.
Right. I should have given this the thrill for no S. Olivia Jade is furious at her parents for ruining her life.
Who's it's, Olivia? Oh,
that's Lori Loughlin's daughter.
Wait. Before you go any farther, and I have no idea what her argument is.
All right.
If your parents ruined your life, the only argument I would say from the outside looking in is it has nothing to do with the college scandal because you're one of the few. For the information that was made available to us, you're one of the few that posed for the pictures knowing that all of this was to go toward a false document to get you into the school. As far as
but
I
here,
know.
And I kind of fathom where she's coming from.
Oh, take her side, Ted.
Yeah. Look, her whole point is like, I didn't want to go to school. That's why everybody kind of got all over because she would post stuff like, yeah, I just want to go to parties.
Sure.
Really, she didn't want to be here.
Okay, all right.
So, like,
and she had a business empire.
She only had a business.
Built around the fact that she was doing her own thing, which was she was very successful at.
You know what? I would tell my kids, man.
She did not need to go to college.
You're an influencer.
Yeah.
You have Amazon is sending you products.
Sephora.
So if my kids said that, I'd be like, look, you don't necessarily need college because college, as I understand, it's not so much about your education. It's about landing a job when you're done in the field you like. So if you've already got a good paying job and she was making back.
And you're working and basically you could go get a 6-year MA in business.
Right.
She'd already surpassed most people who'd already done that being 19 years old, 18 years old and creating her own little empire.
And listen, I'll listen to the we could have an argument about the merits of an influencer if that's like okay, but
if people care, or
the potential for nepotism, there's all kinds
but
of
her
things.
Point is like, look, I was already doing what I wanted to do. You guys paid all this money and got us all in this trouble because you wanted to go on TV
you
and say, my daughter goes to this college.
And we know she's not smart enough.
I actually made a banner from the property. Like,
oh, good Lord. I mean,
she didn't want to.
Yeah, and she
banned the parents. But, like, if the girl wants to go back to visit a buddy, I mean, it's still a 19-year-old. Sure. And I get it. It's like athletes. Sometimes with athletes, I mean, I could tell even at my age, at 38. Like, I've got to calm down and go, it's a 22-year-old dude with millions of dollars. You know, right. Like
stop worrying about your team.
So right, like people are going to make mistakes, and they're still that age. Like, she should be able to visit her friends.
If you want to go to USC and get a business degree because you succeed in business, she's already successful in business.
Right, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, so like, there's a reason that there's one and done NCAA basketball players, because you know what? They're good enough to move on to the next level. They're already at that level. They don't they didn't even need to go to school for you for 1 year NCAA and make you money. They didn't even need to do that.
No, it's only because the NBA makes them. Like LeBron didn't go.
That's what I'm saying. So she didn't want to go. She's successful at what she does. And now all those, the end result, all those sponsors, based on the scandal, are pulling out and she's losing a ton of money.
Fair enough.
So now her business is hurting based on the fact that her parents were part of this. I'm sure she didn't voluntarily go and say, hey, Mom, do this for me so I can go to USC.
Right. I mean, that's her whole point, is that she didn't. And throw, I'm with you. When you first read the headline, it's like, how am I going to feel bad for her?
You know what, man?
But it's like,
you're right, because she is an influencer. And we can think it's, there's a lot of, our job is silly. This is dumb. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people that like what you do, I mean, let's keep doing it, right? So she's done that, and you're right. Now she's getting dropped by the products that came to her to pimp in the first place, not because she does a bad job.
She's very successful.
But because your parents suck as human beings.
Well, it was more about the parents than it was about the kid.
And you're right.
Yeah.
In the end,
they didn't even listen to the kid. I mean, it's like the kid is like,
kid already has a job.
Can you imagine spending $500,000 to I guess, say that your kid goes there? But
just
basically,
to say
like,
why? My parents made me get a job. I was a dishwasher at Chi-Chi's, all right? I was making $5 an hour because that was actually above minimum wage at the time. Seemed like a deal. I think if I told my parents, hey, I got a job, I'm this thing called an internet influencer, and Frank, other companies send me their crap so I can tell people I like the crap, and then they buy the crap just because I said I like it. Don't ruin that gig, man.
And she was honest the whole time. If you look at those videos, she goes, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, she's like,
I'm here for the parties. I'm here for the socialism, or the socializing.
The socialism.
Oh. It's all socialism these days.
Ecologist.
Che Guevara.
Exactly. But you know what I mean? Like, it's like on a personal note, like, it was tough for my mom, especially, like, to pay for me to go to a private school. But, like, DeMatha was one of the best things that happened to me. I talk about it all the time. So it's like, I can't imagine.
It prepared you for college, for sure.
I can't imagine shelling out half a mil if the kid didn't even
and dealing
go.
With women, because you were with them every day.
All right, let's see. Julia Louis Dreyfus.
Louise. I think even the S is high. I believe it's Julia Louis Dreyfus. Is that right, Robin?
Towson, Maryland, baby.
Yeah.
But that is Louis.
It looks like Louis, but she says Louise. But you can get your name can look like Peter. Oh, I pronounce it Kevin. Like, it's just one of those things.
It's Pater.
She's from Illinois.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyhow, she, of course, was on Veep. She was on Jimmy Fallon, and he was kind of asking her about, she'd been in that character for so long. Is there any part she picked up?
Is it hard to get out of character after you've played it for so many years?
It is kind of. You know, we use really intensely foul language on Veep. There's a lot of swearing, and I've gotten quite used to that, you know? Oh, I mean, there are words that are sort of shocking words that used to shock me a great deal. I don't mean like your standard fare. I mean like the really bad ones that I won't even say in this room.
Yeah.
But I've gotten very used to using that language, and I have to check myself because most people, of course, aren't used to that, right?
No, of course.
So I'm like, you know, can I have some more of that mother maple syrup, you know? I mean, written down.
I just want to make sure, so double check, can we say, you can't say either of those. I'm just trying to see what we can use.
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup, yeah, we can. We check with standards.
Can
they say we can't say maple syrup, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, that is a tough lesson to learn.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Come on, this is the greatest.
That's me talking to my husband. Yeah.
Do you know the damn ham joke?
No.
It's like a family. When you're a little kid, this joke seems hilarious because you've just learned some curse words. So it's like they're having ham, right? But like the kid's at the store with the mom when they buy it. So the butcher says, hey, it's not just ham, it's damn ham. So they get home. They're all sitting around dinner. You know, can you pass the ham? Can you pass the ham? And the one kid goes, Mom, can you pass the damn ham? And the other brother goes, that's the spirit. Pass me the MF and potatoes.
Jesus.
I mean, trust me.
It's stupid, but I'm already laughing.
Right, like Christmas Day or like a holiday, you got four of your cousins, you're all around that age where you're starting to learn curse words. That thing crushed.
Yeah. That's right. If you do kids' birthday parties, remember that joke. Loosens the crowd up.
Hey, kids. Welcome to the bar mitzvah.
That's the mother effing salt.
I can't do a ham joke at bar mitzvah, but I'm going to lay it on you anyway.
Make it gefilte fish.
Yeah. Still remember some of the best food I had working those gigs. DJ and bar mitzvahs.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, cool.
Delicious food. The challah bread's delicious.
Well, there's no, you know, there's no limitations. No religious limitations.
Food, wait, how much food, if you're DJing the bar mitzvah, right?
Yeah.
You're not an invited guest, but you're an important part of the machine. Do you have infinite access to the food, like all the guests, or do they kind of make you a plate and say, here you go?
Yeah, it was always, the ones I did were always kind of fancy, like a wedding. So you would just get the same service, like plate of food.
Not one of those cheap bar mitzvahs you always hear about.
It is cool watching a kid, like a teenager, be celebrated that way. Like, a birthday's a birthday, but, like, that's, like, a really big deal.
I turned 13, I had to start mowing the lawn.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I mean, like, it's a much different experience.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and, like, I don't know. That's one awesome thing about the Jewish religion is, like, you get to be in that chair and people are hoisting you around.
I mean, like, you're not even really an adult, but you get the, you know, like, you get the respect of being an adult from that point on.
Because remember, kids, yes, as adults, when I go home and sit in chairs, everyone picks it up and prays. That's exactly how you're going to live the rest of your life.
Well, your wedding
DJ when you get home, you get carried around on chairs. It's good stuff.
And here is a live music act with it. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. As you know, 19-year-old New York man steals a taxi all so he can go to Six Flags Great Adventure. Meanwhile, a presidential candidate takes dates to see a deep throat movie with someone wearing dentures. Florida man assaults girlfriend claiming all he wanted was delicious egg rolls. Survey says the mountain slope's biggest killer isn't avalanches, but trees with big holes. And Texas House passes a bill to let kids have a lemonade stand. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. There is a new challenge once again going around online. And finally, we've got a challenge that's completely harmless and fun. It's called the Florida Man Challenge. Basically, all you do is go to Google, type in Florida Man, and then your birthday to see what comes up. Thrill, I know you're going to try yourself. Unfortunately, the news story of the Florida Challenge is going nuts right now, and it's going nuts today. So you're going to type in your birthday, and all you're going to get is a bunch of headlines about how great the Florida Man Challenge is.
Ah, okay, never mind.
I did try Ted's. I forgot what it was, and I forgot what mine was. They were funny, though. They were great.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Okay.
Yeah, I think mine just said, awesome dude born this day. Tomorrow, Jesus.
I know the Robin had a very tragic one.
I think mine involved some kind of secretion of something.
Oh.
Yeah, it was bad.
I think mine was drunk driving in a Taco Bell drive-thru or something like that.
I wanted it to be like, Florida man is naked, runs into traffic holding an alligator. But it was like... Florida man threatened three before shooting them in a stand your ground thing.
Oh,
I'm like,
God, run.
Yours wasn't funny at all.
That got dark. This wasn't fun. In other news, apparently there is a silent killer for skiers. The common fear is an...
It's a skiing ninja.
That's right. You can't hear him coming down the slopes.
That's what she said.
Damn, man. The common fear while skiing is an avalanche while you're out there on the slopes, but they're urging people to be aware of tree wells. Do you guys know what tree wells are?
If you ski or snowboard, you know exactly what a tree well is.
It's the open space that develops at the trunk of the tree when a lot of snow falls. The branches kind of keep that snow from falling to the base of the tree, and it kind of tapers down.
You should wear an avalanche beacon when you go out skiing.
I feel like that might kill someone like me who skis like old people but I think if you ski or snowboard regularly, I think you'd be aware of that.
Yes.
That's like playing football and being like, hey man, just one thing to know. After I hand you the ball, those guys wearing the other colors, they're going to hit you.
They say that people have fallen headfirst into these tapered holes, and the impact will actually cause the sides to collapse, trapping the skier inside.
Oh.
They say that trying to get yourself out acts as a kind of quicksand and has led to a handful of deaths on the slopes.
And you can't get out of your
boots.
So what
would they have you do?
You can't get... You're upside down. You're hosed. You're upside down. You're hanging by your boots.
Right. Yeah. And you can't even reach up to...
No. So what do they say? Just patiently die?
No. Ski with a buddy.
Yeah. Okay.
Honestly, that's
all
the
you
truth
go
of
off
it.
Of the, you know,
right.
And
why in the world were you near the trees in the first place?
Sure.
Stay on the bunny slopes. That's what I do.
We should go skiing.
Just stay on the groomers.
You know your level of expertise.
Yeah, you do. Police were called to a residence after a battery call was made. Apparently, the victim was enjoying a night at home when her boyfriend, the attacker, rang the doorbell. She didn't want him in her home as he was drunk and shouting about wanting to eat egg rolls. Yep. She stepped outside to tell him that she would heat some up for him and bring them outside, and he took the opportunity to shove her into the front door.
Oh.
The shouting continued after neighbors called police, and the man was arrested, and you will never guess where this classy, classy man comes from.
Florida!
That is absolutely right.
They have the big, thick cabbage egg rolls that you can't get on the West Coast.
I gotta tell you right now, man.
Trust me, he knew what he was doing. I'm not saying you physically assault people.
We can't
but
find
I anything like that here, but if you tried a mic, you would understand why he tried to break down that door.
Is that what they look like there on the side?
No.
The big fat ones.
In those versions?
Like?
Yes. That's the real deal. I do love egg rolls, man.
No, but you have not tried a real egg roll.
I guarantee it. I guarantee it I haven't, but I know that I'll love it because I do love egg rolls.
Those are the ones.
You have to remember one thing about the egg rolls, especially when you get to the East Coast. No one that owns any kind of food place cares about your health.
Correct.
And as a result of that, they give you fantastic because it's not their job to care about your health problem. They just assume you know your health problems, right?
If I was to have these egg rolls, is it blasphemy to use sweet and sour sauce?
No.
No, you
okay.
Yes. Mustard.
Put on duck sauce.
It's called duck sauce there. Yeah. Same difference.
Yeah, exactly.
But trust me.
Guess how they get the duck sauce.
We don't even
milk the duck.
We don't even know how to make an egg roll here. I guarantee it's not even the same. It's not even close.
Man, duck sauce is just sweet and sour, isn't it?
No one say duck sauce, it sounds more exotic.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this during Profile List. A 19-year-old in New York has landed himself in trouble because of his methods of getting to Six Flags. The man wanted to make his way to the park but had no means of transportation, so he thought quickly and hatched a plan to steal a taxi and take it to the park. Everything went according to plan until the man got tired and decided to pull over and take a nap before going to the park.
We'll never notice a missing taxi cab.
Luckily for the taxi owner, they were able to partner with the NYPD and track the vehicle using GPS, this newfangled thing, and he was caught.
I just assume if it's a commercial vehicle, it probably has GPS.
Or a private one that you don't know about.
Right, but I feel if you say, hey, man, we can steal the taxi or steal the whatever, I'm still going to go for the whatever.
Mm-hmm. Democratic candidate John Hickenlooper was hosting a CNN town hall event not too long ago and told the story of a time that he took his mother to the movies. At the age of 18, he was home for Thanksgiving and decided to take his mother to a new movie that was out called Deep Throat.
Oh, no.
He assured the crowd that he had no idea what an X movie actually was, and you can imagine the horror on both he and his mother's faces when the movie revealed its true nature. He
insisted and his mom started it.
He insisted multiple times they should leave, but his mother continued to say that they should actually see the rest of the movie. That's
like if
she lied to. That's every headline with that Mike talking about.
I guess it is.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the random question. Your guess is as good as mine and Men's Room Rules.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. In the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.